You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Carol Morgan, and we have a great show today, so let's get right to it. Our first guest is James Avery Muncy, President and CEO of Unique Outdoor Concepts. Welcome to the show, James.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So before we begin, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, how far do you want to go back?
Well, that is completely up to you.
That's what I was concerned about. No, I'm an Atlanta native, born and raised in Atlanta. I've got three wonderful boys. Hello, guys. Hello, family. Hello, mom. Got a wonderful daughter as well. And I'm a grandfather. He'll be three in August. In July. I'll be a granddad about 3 years in July now. Have always been an entrepreneur. I've actually never really worked for the man. I've always kind of went out and got my own bread. And went to George Walton Comprehensive High School back in 84 and immediately failed out of college at Kennesaw. So that's my story, and I've always been an entrepreneur since then.
Okay, so tell us about Unique Outdoor Concepts.
Thank you, Laura. Unique Outdoor Concepts is a complete outdoor design and build firm. And we created Unique Outdoor, to fill what we have kind of noticed as a pretty large void in the Atlanta market, for a complete turnkey design and build firm. From conception to design to hand-holding to being there when the tractors crank up, we're there, and when the golden key is given at the end of the job. We just felt there was a large void there in the Atlanta market for a complete turnkey contractor.
Well, summer is the time that everybody likes to be outside. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about the projects you're working on now. What's popular for summer?
For summer, you know, we're pretty much already in full swing with pools that have, you know, deadlines. Where it gets really cranked up is really in December, when they start shopping, start looking, start bidding. They get through the holidays, they get through January, and then February and March, it begins pretty good full swing construction. But for, you know, getting things ready for the summer, of course, it'd be pretty much any outdoor living space, anything from the back door of the threshold out into the yard.
So in addition to pools, what else are you working on? I know outdoor kitchens are very popular.
Oh, yeah. Al fresco living, we continue to actually further our education in that area. We've done two furthering education for outdoor living. We do a lot of consulting in a couple of other states where we actually go and design them. We don't get to construct them, but we get to design them and work on them. And so you see a lot of stuff in Arizona, and California, and L.A., some stuff in New York. And the outdoor living spaces are really big right now, including your outdoor kitchens, your pizza ovens, your large grilling cooktops that include pergolas and arbors, and little different eclectic spaces that are out in the yard that bring people up from the home outside into different living areas.
So what is the most unique and fun project that you've gotten to do?
Oh, my gosh. In two decades? That's going to be hard. We didn't design this project. We actually were asked to come in and take over from a failing contractor, but it was Georgia's largest residential swimming pool, over 110,000 gallons. It had a huge lazy river that goes around the entire project, a 10-foot interior spa. That's how big it was. The spa was 10 feet in the inside. The only way to the spa itself was a big bridge over the lazy river, and, of course, there was a very, very large pool is there as well, and that was in Gainesville. That was a very interesting project. That was Georgia's largest residential swimming pool. And we took it over in mid-swing. It was a failing project and was actually defunct. We came in, cranked it up, re-permitted it, got it all replumbed and redone, and then made sure all the hydraulics was correct and finished it up.
Wow. So I have to ask, was that somebody's personal pool or is that a community?
Yeah, come on.
Seriously?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Personal pool that's the largest project in Georgia.
Residential
project.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, there's a commercial project that would make that one look like a, you know, tiddlywink. But yeah, largest residential swimming pool in the state.
That's very
in
exciting.
In Gainesville, Georgia. Yeah, come on.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about pools. What trends do you see as it relates to pools?
Well, I was thinking about that and talking about that in one of our staff meetings this week. What genre are you coming from? Are you talking about finishing materials or sizes and shapes or?
Let's talk about all of it.
Okay. I would like to start with what I believe is not just a trend setting, but something that's leading edge as well. And, of course, a lot of the stuff comes from overseas, Dubai and India and different places like that. But and then, of course, it hits the West Coast. But the perimeter overflow systems are really cool. They call that wet edge technology. If you've ever been to a Lifetime Fitness, that's a kind of a perimeter wet edge where it continues to run over all four sides of the pool. Also, the wet edges are really neat. Keeps the pool the pool really clean, and it's continuing water throughout the day. You can hear it. It's very, very soothing. And of course, the infinity edge pools and the infinity edge spas.
So how is the Infinity Edge different than the Wet Edge?
The Infinity Edge versus the Wet Edge, some people kind of interchange those, so that could be used either way. But the perimeter overflow is most times always level with the edge of the pool, and then it just eases over into stainless steel trays and returns back through the equipment. That's all four sides. So anywhere you're lying, it's almost like you're lying kind of at the beach, because you can hear it moving, soothing. And that's one system in and of itself. You can interchange that word with the Infinity Edge, but the Infinity Edge, imagine if you're sitting in your pool and you're looking out over the back side of it, and it just looks like it continues out on into the lake or into the woods or out into, you know, nature, or hopefully over into the ocean.
Yeah, we see a lot of the Infinity Edge around lakes, especially,
yes.
You know, you've got that overlook, so it just kind of looks like the pool mm-hmm. flows into the
yep.
lake.
Something like this award-winning one
oh,
we did
yeah.
right there.
Oh, yeah, so this is a beautiful photo. This is a patio of a home site on Lake Lanier.
Thank you. Yeah, we won an award for that one a couple of years back.
It's beautiful. So, if you want your home pool to look like it flows into the lake, mm-hmm. then Unique Outdoor Concepts is who to call. This is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
Well, what about saline versus chlorine?
Which portion? Which angle are you looking at?
Well, what's more popular today and why? I mean, what are people choosing to put in their yards?
We prefer only to build the saltwater chlorination pools and design those. If someone wants a chlorine pool, at the end of the day, there's really no difference in cost, which is a lot of folks will believe that. There's really not a lot of difference with maintenance or upkeep. I love the saline systems because they're designed more like, if you will, like God designed our oceans, and we know there's a lot of living, neat creatures there, and very nice, clean, very easy to take care of. The saltwater pools, at the end of the day, sends it through a certain system that actually turns it into chlorine anyhow. But the saltwater is better on the skin, better on the eyes, nails, and swimsuits, ladies, and, of course, for kids, it's like swimming around in a bath of Visine, literally. So as far as trends, we prefer not to build anything but the saltwater chlorination. There's other areas where you can drop chlorine and maybe pick up, say, a pH system, or we've actually done a couple of systems that have a UV filter, a UV system on there. There is a UV system as well that uses light to actually sanitize the pool as well. So there's a couple of different things there, but we prefer the saltwater.
That's neat. So earlier you talked a little bit about finishes and how those trends have changed. So share with us some popular finishes that we're going to see. Maybe anything new this year?
Natural stones are always good. You know, the old concrete edgings, I mean, believe it or not, those are beginning to come back in. We do a beautiful finished stamped concrete that we can bring from the deck and actually stamp it up onto the coping as well. The coping is where your toes sit right before you jump into the pool. And then you get over into the limestones and the bluestones and things like that. The flagstones over time just tend to flake and tend to erode, especially with the saltwater chlorination system. So we prefer either the stamped concrete or the little bit thicker, the heavier stones like the bluestone.
Well, you have me in the mood to go out and get a pool. I have the perfect space in my backyard for it. You know, we're always looking for show sponsors, so maybe we can trade now.
Do a little bartering there.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So we're running out of time today. Would you like to let us know how our listeners can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You can reach us on the web, the World Wide Web. It's www.uniqueoutdoorconcepts.com. We've got a fabulous link there also to our Facebook, which is very active. Several hours a day are spent updating, up-to-date videos, and then also we have a good YouTube as well.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much
for joining us in studio. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Carol.
The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our next segment with guest Howard Sue.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
So, Carol, let's talk about today's deal of the day, what we have going on.
Today's deal of the day is from the Providence Group of Georgia, and they have a special running on their remaining condo flats at the Highlands of Sandy Springs.
Okay, so the Highlands of Sandy Springs condos, are they one-bedroom, two-bedroom condos? What size are we talking about?
They have one and two bedrooms available, and they offer up to 1,300 square feet of living space. But the best part is what buyers get if they buy now.
Oh, no. What is the deal?
So the deal is that buyers will receive a free washer, dryer, refrigerator, blinds, and $2,500 in closing cost if you use the Providence Group's preferred lender.
Almost fully covered on appliances, plus your closing cost?
Yeah, it's a really sweet deal. I mean, free washer, dryer, refrigerator, blinds, and closing costs. So the only thing that might not be included, and I don't know whether it is or isn't, would be the microwave.
Yeah. Wow.
And these are beautiful condos. They have upscale interiors with hardwood floors, 10-foot ceilings, stainless steel appliances, granite countertops, and they all have private patios.
Nice. Okay. And what other amenities are they offering?
So the homeowners can enjoy, there's an architecturally designed pool and a gathering area with a designer-decorated clubhouse. So it's perfect for indoor entertaining. And if that's not enough, there's lots of hiking and biking trails nearby.
Yeah, because Sandy Springs is a pretty established, nice place to live.
Yeah, this is a fantastic community. It's got a state-of-the-art fitness center, too.
Okay.
And wow. Then, you know, like you were saying, everything that Sandy Springs has to offer, there's fantastic dining. It's just, you know, a stone's throw from MARTA or from, you know, if you work in town or at the perimeter, you're just right there.
So with the $2,500, what is the price point? What's the starting prices on these?
That is a great question. So the condos are priced from $122,900 to $171,900. So again, really affordably priced as well, especially for that location.
Yeah, that's a great value.
Yeah, you know, I think most people don't realize that you can live that close to the perimeter, you know, right there at the perimeter for that price point.
Yeah, I mean, you're almost ITP, and you know, you can actually afford it.
Yeah, this community is located right on Roswell Road.
Oh.
So again, just super convenient, and it's got both the condos and single family homes, so you have a nice mixture of people in the neighborhood. It's not just, you know, one type of home or, you know, one type of buyer. Oh, and best of all, it's low maintenance.
Low maintenance. All right.
We all like low maintenance living, so you can just, you know, lock the door and go away for the weekend and not have to worry about all of that, you know, yard work or painting or, you know, any of that, because...
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, Carol, if I want to learn more about these properties, where can I go?
So, I'm so glad you asked. You could call 770-522-0291 or visit theprovidencegroup.com.
Excellent. Well, I'll have to check that out.
Welcome back to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio. We are joined in studio with Howard Sue, owner of the Atlanta Food Truck Park. Welcome, Howard.
Hi, Carol. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. Before we get started, will you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am a Atlanta native. Grew up here, went to high school, Woodward Academy, went to business school at UGA, and now live in Atlanta. And I've always grown up in the restaurant business. My family's been in restaurants my entire life, so it's kind of what I know, and somehow stumbled across the food truck business here recently, and now I am the owner and founder of the Atlanta Food Truck Park on Howell Mill Road.
Great. So, Howard, tell us a little bit about the Atlanta Food Truck Park.
Well, the Atlanta Food Truck Park is a very unique concept, obviously. It houses up to 20 to 25 food trucks at a time, and there's certain trucks that come and make a home permanently there, but then we also have rotating slots for different food trucks who come, you know, depending on their frequency, whatever they want, once a week, some maybe two, three times a week. So 3.5 acres. It's over there off of I-75 on Howell Mill and near Midtown and Atlantic Station and Buckhead. 3.5 acres, and we've done private events, concerts, and you know, just a kind of an entertainment venue for the community there.
What a fantastic idea. I first heard about food trucks several years ago from friends of mine in California, and then I guess they're more recent here to Atlanta. How did you come up with the idea, and how long ago did you open?
Well, I started Sweet Auburn Barbecue about 2 years ago, and it was seriously just a hobby, just for fun. Everybody likes smoking meat in their backyards, and I kind of was doing that. I was doing a barbecue with a friend and business partner of mine, And we just talked about it all the time. And finally, he went out and just bought a barbecue trailer and a smoker. And next thing you know, he said, "Hey, Howard, you got some cool ideas. Why don't we work together?" Next thing you know, we were hitting the Atlanta circuit, food truck circuit, and taking our barbecue all over Atlanta, Midtown, Alpharetta, you know, you name it. We were going to all kinds of places, and it was lots of fun. And so that's kind of how the idea started. It was really cool. It was really profitable, but there was also days that were unpredictable, as you could imagine. And in the restaurant business, location was is so vital to your success. So, you know, going off of my background, decided to look for a permanent home to sell our barbecue and to set up. Came across a 1850 Howell Mill, which is now the Atlanta Food Truck Park. So took a look at it, but I told my buddy Jamie, who was brokering the deal, that this is obviously too much for a little barbecue trailer, three and a half acres in Midtown. And that's where my buddy Brian, who's my business partner at the Food Truck Park, he's a commercial developer. We said, well, why don't we do something like they do out in Austin, Texas, which is a food truck park. And, you know, and with my experience, his experience, and we signed a lease. And about 6 weeks later, we had a food truck park. Went from vacant parking lot or vacant property to an entertainment, I guess, outdoor food court. So
for our listeners who've never been to a food truck before, tell us a little bit about, you know, when is the park open and how is it set up, and do they just buy food from a truck and they go back to their car and eat it, or how does that work?
Well, we've got about 20 different picnic tables over there. Dining at a food truck is very unique. It's I actually always questioned why it was so popular, but now I kind of get it. It's an opportunity for you to get out and meet your neighbors and just let the kids run around and just have a selection, and it's just a good social environment. And I think people need that. You know, human beings are social creatures, and the food truck part certainly allows that, especially when there's a selection of food trucks. It makes it a lot of fun, and you can, you know, purchase a little bite from one truck and then purchase something else from the next and have a fun variety of food there for your family or friends or if you're on a date. So eating at a food truck is real unique. To help support the food trucks, obviously we provide music, entertainment, as allowed. We basically maintain the property and keep it looking good and inviting for patrons to come visit. And, you know, it's kid-friendly, family-friendly. It's great for date nights. It's actually a very intimate setting, very, very romantic. We try to create a nice ambiance there. And so it's a lot of fun, you know, and you can come any day of the week and you can probably see a new truck, you know, every time you come visit. So.
Well, that sounds like fun. We are going to be right back after this commercial break.
Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
And we're back on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio with Howard Sue, owner of the Atlanta Food Truck Park.
Howard, you've talked a lot about the food trucks, and one of the best parts about it is the variety of foods that people can enjoy. What are some of the trucks that they can expect?
Well, let's see. We have an anchor program, which there are certain trucks that have decided to make the food truck park their permanent home, their day-to-day operation location. You know, there's obviously Sweet Auburn Barbecue, which is, you know, very special to me. There's Mighty Meatballs. Those guys are always a brother duo, Sean and Jason. They do a real good job out there. One of my personal favorites, One Love Jamaican Grill. Incredible food. Does great jerk chicken. King of Pops, they're there all the time. They're one of our dessert vendors. Bubble Tea, there's a Bubble Tea truck. There's a Filipino truck. And there's a New Orleans Shea Jay's popcorn, which is real good. and a real ethnic variety, the Masala Fresh, which does like an Indian street food. He's really interesting, real good too. And Texas Tacos, they're there all the time a lot.
I was going to ask about tacos. It doesn't seem like a food truck park would be complete without tacos.
Got to have your tacos. And Texas Tacos, those guys, Mac Helms, a buddy of mine, man, they do a bang-up job.
So I know you have a lot of events. What are some of the events that you have coming up throughout the rest of the year or the ones that you're planning?
Well, we are in conversations with several different event organizing groups. In the past, we've done some beer festivals, we've done some VIP Iron Chef events with Scout Mob. Currently, we're working with Taste of Atlanta to do a concert series called Food That Rocks, and it's going to be food-centric. It's going to be kind of a precursor to what Taste of Atlanta is going to be all about. So we're currently working on that for late summer, early fall. We haven't finalized dates yet, but you can find out about it at our Facebook page, facebook.com/AtlantaFoodTruckPark, or our website, AtlantaFoodTruckPark.com.
So what other plans do you have for the park in the future?
Well, I love music, and you know, it's 3.5 acres, and there's actually a very nice green space that I would love to eventually start housing some live music there. You know, kind of give it, be a long time before it ever reaches the caliber of like a Chastain Park, but it could have a neat little setup back in the back there. So concert venue, and again, event centers. You know, people have approached us to do private events and potentially family reunions or just private parties. We've done some corporate events. I think NAOP did a event recently there and had a NAOP Palooza or something. Something like that.
So. Well, you call it Palooza, and it's got to be a fun festival,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was lots of fun. So
3.5 acres, how many people does the park comfortably hold, and how is parking?
We see a couple thousand people just about on a busy Friday or Saturday, but at special events, we could probably see 6,000 people. Our grand opening evening, we saw about 4,000 people, and they were, you know, all packed in the what we call the food truck courtyard area. So for future events, when we know our guest count would reach so high, we'd probably spread the attractions throughout the park instead.
So is it bring your own chair?
You can. Lots of people bring picnic blankets, some chairs. It's also BYOB, which people will bring their own coolers and their wine and whatever their preferred drink is. So we allow that on the property.
Well, I hate to say it, Howard, but we are out of time. So,
oh, bummer.
I know. Take a minute and share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you, and also what the hours of the food park truck.
A food truck park is. Yes. It's a little tongue twister. It's all right. We are open 6 days a week. We're closed Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 11 to 3 for lunch. Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 9 p.m. And then Sunday, 12 to 7 p.m. It's always good to check our Facebook page for updates. Again, that's facebook.com/AtlantaFoodTruckPark. The only time we would close if it's, you know, really bad storms or bad weather, we might make an announcement on Facebook that we're closed. But we're generally open every other day, you know, even on holidays. We try to do something fun to get people out there and enjoy the food truck park.
Well, Laura and I are going to come visit soon.
Please.
Got to get some of that barbecue.
Yes.
And I'm thinking tacos, you're thinking barbecue. So a little bit of something for everyone. Well, on behalf of Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, we would like to thank today's guest, James Avery Munsey with Unique Outdoor Concepts, and Howard Sue, owner of the Atlanta Food Truck Park. We look forward to seeing everybody on next week's show.
Thanks for having me.